It's going down right now with the Joseph Bard Podcast. Make sure y'all watch the Joseph Bard Podcast ringing off right now. I am the KID, the Kid Capri. You know what it is. Salute, block party action. Me.
Episode 19. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody, back to the Joseph Bard Podcast. Today's guest is Liz Garcia, La Cantante. Liz Garcia, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for being patient with all of this crazy stuff with the computer technical issues and all that. Definitely for having me on your show. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
No, not a problem. It's been a blessing. And once again, thank you so much for being here. Liz Garcia, La Cantante. For those of you that are just joining us, Liz Garcia is a Tejano singer. You know, and if you've lived in the Valley, you understand Tejano music pretty good. Liz Garcia, tell us a little bit about the come up, man. ¿Cómo empezaste?
Mira, yo no vengo de música para nada. Yo soy bien bilingüe, so I'm going to throw both in there. No vengo de música. Esto es algo que yo siempre he querido hacer desde los 5 años. Chiquilla, me pongo a pedir un deseo, shooting star in the sky, and I'm like, one day I want to be a singer. Me miro en el escenario, I look bien fantasiosa la huerquilla. Y so es algo que así se queda, así pasa toda una vida, pero siempre, all my life, I was always with the radio dial, todo el tiempo cambiando estaciones, so traigo un jukebox aquí arriba. I was always next to the radio. I always had a little box like this big ahí en un lado, changing the station all the time, bien distraída, always changing the station, listening to different kinds of music. Secretly, I wanted to do this. Claro, you know, yo soy mexicana, criada en los dos, aquí en México. Por eso es bien bilingüe la Liz García. Y también porque, pues, que translate this for me y que tell them in English, tell them in Spanish. So así me traían, so se me quedó. So I'm both. So por eso la gente a veces se desespera conmigo, like, ah, oh, which one is it, Spanish or English? But anyway, so that's how it starts for me. You know, I want to be a singer secretly. Like I said, I do come from Mexico, you know, Mexicanos, you know, familia pobre. We don't have the means of looking into singing classes, learning instruments, anything like that. So I just kind of like stay quiet about it, you know. The mentality of a Mexican little girl to a little girl here in the United States is completely different. We mature very young age. So I'm in another zone, I guess. So I wasn't going to worry my parents about, Mom, I want to sing. Mom, I want to be a singer one day. You know, I want to learn how to sing. I want to learn how to play an instrument. So I would see the situation. I would just be quiet. But my mom, in my family, we all sing. But not professionally. I was the only one that actually took off professionally now, 5 years ago. That's a little fast forward for you. So before, my mom sings, my dad sings, my sisters, they all sing. Like, they all have that beautiful voice, and I'm the only one that kind of shied away, like, no, estas me apañan, mejor me quedo callada. They know how to sing, I don't.
Like an intimidation factor.
Yes. I don't want to do it. Sing, you can sing. Okay, so I would just kind of lip sing. I wouldn't do it porque me daba vergüenza con ellas. It's like, no.
Pero you said, like, so everybody was singing, like, did y'all get into a choir, a church choir or something?
No, at the house.
O sea que mamá prendía sábado gigante y llegaban, okay, órale, mamá, aviéntate. Y llegaba el chacal, ¿no?
Decía, mi mamá decía, vénganse, vamos a cantar. So nos poníamos todos afuera, las huerquillas ahí, éramos tres at the time, me and my sisters, my brother came later on. Pero we were always be singing with her. She would sing all her songs, we would be there following her. And then the neighbors would hear us and they'll say, hey, do you think your daughter's gonna come and sing happy birthday for my mom or for my dad? We'll give them a quarter. It's like, okay, yeah. Y ahí vamos las huerquillas. But even at that, I was still, yo no le subía de volumen a mi voz. Yo todavía decía, no, pues es que estas se oyen bien padre. Porque una de ellas es como voz de mariachi, la otra es voz ranchera, y yo era like, what am I? So mejor me quedaba callada, like, bien bajita la voz. Uh-huh. Pero así pasa, you know, así empieza todo eso para Liz García, you know, cambiándole al radio, cantando así, los con los vecinos nos ponían, ay, que las niñas y que saben cantar y que no sé qué tanto. Así pasa toda la vida, you know. I go to school, I get married, I have my family. So I continue going until that's still in the back of my mind. You know, I'm all about music, so I was always in concerts all the time. Mi hija, vamos acá, acabamos de salir del trabajo y llévame al concierto, llévame a este otro concierto. I was all over the place. Uh-huh. Pero, and I was always observing the artist on stage, like everything that they would do, like without knowing, I was studying to see what I was going to be doing when I decided to go for it. It's crazy because I decided to jump on it 5 years ago. And in those 5 years, the reason I decided to do it is because I was a person that, since I was younger, I would always get sick from my throat. And I figured, what if I don't do it? What if something is wrong with my throat and I'm never able to sing it, like sing or anything? So I said, you know what? I have a goal. I'm going to write my song. I didn't even know I was a songwriter. I'm going to write my own song. I want to sing it. I want to record it professionally. And I want to put it out on the radio. That's all. I don't want nothing else. That's all. And I'm done.
That was your plan.
That was my goal. That was a plan for me 5 years ago. So I didn't even know how I was going to do it. I just, I said, you know what? I'm going to try. My sister gets a karaoke machine and I try my first song by myself. And I'm like, claro que me oía de la patada. Porque I go back and use and see those videos. I'm like, oh my God. No.
Hey, pero te querían los perros, ¿no? De la vecindad.
Quería morder para que me callara. Pero se oía horrible, pero bueno, bien aventado.
Let me interject real quick. You know, often many times individuals will shy away from doing things because they say they don't have the confidence in themselves. So therefore they go a life of complacency, I would say, you know, of, you know what? I'm okay. I'm safe. It's in the safe zone. However, what I'm hearing you say is, you know what? I don't care what, if I've never done it before, I am going to try, because what if I die tomorrow? Right?
Exactly. Yes. Para mí era, I'm going to do it porque qué tal que si no puedo, qué tal que si me dicen, tienes algo aquí y ya no se puede. I was determined. I didn't know how determined I was, but I was.
It's a lot of determination. That much. Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's awesome. So, platícame. So now, 5 years ago, you get into this whole habit of saying, you know what, I'm going to do it. Okay. What changed? Or I know at the beginning you said it was a little bit of struggle, but what was the factor that said, you know what, I got this. You know what, I'm sticking to this.
Okay. So let me, I feel like this is very important to my story. So remember, I come from the shower, right? showering and singing, and I decided to try the karaoke. Me gustó. I was like, I had a little nick to continue, and I said, the only way I'm gonna find out is if I actually go to a karaoke and people listen to me, then I might have something, you know. I'll find out if I do or not. And then, you know, I go, mind you, I don't know, I've never taken any classes, I don't come from music, era mi primera vez aventándome hacia el público. And I get a lot of clapping. I'm like, ooh, I can do this.
Yes.
I got this.
Get away.
So, bien aventada la vieja. So, ahí va, right? No se podía porque, you know, I'm a married woman and I have my kids. And to go to these karaoke's, the idea for these karaoke's is to bring people in and consume. Yeah. So, you know, uno se queda ahí como, pues no puedo comprar para todos. O, no, pues no voy. Pues I could go only once in a while, but I still wanted to keep knowing that different people could hear me and say, yeah, you can do it. Yo necesitaba ese approval from people, different strangers.
Right.
This is before Facebook Live. So ya no se puede ir muy bien a los karaoke's. Dije yo, pues entonces me compro uno yo. So para las personas que no saben, I bake. Not a professional que digas que tengo un business bien grandote y todo, but I do bake. So baking, I buy my first karaoke machine, and I buy it, and I start using it here at home. So I me aviento, me desvelaba. Después de mi trabajo, fíjate, siempre he trabajado. Después de llegar a mi trabajo aquí a las 9, ya ponía a los niños a dormir todo, me quedaba despierta cantando hasta las 3, 4 de la mañana y luego levantarse en la mañana otra vez para arreglarse el trabajo, los niños a la escuela y para el trabajo otra vez. So I did that for a long time. I was determined. So empiezo a hacer todo eso y después sale Facebook Live. Pues sí, aquí es donde está, aquí donde está la prueba que tu amiga es bien, she's really brave.
Dice, ahora te estás aventando en el Facebook Live amongst thousands and possibly even millions of people during 5 years ago, ¿verdad?
Yes, yes.
Estas canciones, nomás en tu mente tú dices, hey, I sound great. Ahora viene Facebook Live y luego, a ver, cuéntanos.
Oh my God, it's the hardest door anybody can come through. Trust me, he crecido enfrente de todos ustedes, a las personas que me han seguido aquí desde el principio. Yo he crecido enfrente de todos, he mejorado, sigo mejorando, pero bien aventada ella, ahí me meto y uno nunca imagina los keyboard warriors que existen detrás de la pantalla. Ahí las personas te acaban porque te acaban. Y es los cuando...
Haters.
Yeah, I got a lot of those. Pero, ¿sabes qué? Para mí era like, okay, I was weighing options. O sea, ¿cuántas personas les gusta? Uh-huh. ¿A cuántas no? So, yo estaba así como una balanza y decía, okay, so no son tantas las personas que me critican, son más las que me dicen que sí. So, entonces hay una chance. Pero uh-huh. Pues me atacaban y híjole, todavía traigo los cuchillos aquí, yo creo.
Pero, ¿was it that bad? Or is it just one that says personally, you take things personal? Because I'll be very honest with you, like, esas palabras que ponen, like, it can affect individuals differently, but it affects.
Es que, mira, lo que es con eso de la, I'm a person that's always lived in a bubble. Yo así soy. I've always stayed away from drama. I've always stayed away from bullying, everything. Yo en mi trabajo, en mi familia, en mi casa, that's it. So, todos estos para mí es como, oh my God, why are people so mean? Oh my God, yo no conocía todo esto. Sé que existe, pero nunca me afectaba porque I would stay away from it. Pero aquí me dieron mi servida con una cuchara grande. And they continue doing it, you know, pero ya no es, ahora ya es como, since I'm better now, according to a lot of people, and I know yo he mejorado, ya no es tanto como, because no sabes o no te oyes bien, ahora es, vamos a ver qué encontramos para que se baje. O sea, es diferente ahora.
Pues vamos pero, a un sample aquí de esta cancioncita para escuchar qué tan bueno te has puesto, ¿verdad? How good have you been? A ver.
Let's see.
Se llama Es Mejor Decir Adiós.
¿Cómo llegamos hasta aquí? Aparentar ante la gente, eres tan diferente, mi amor. Hace mucho lo noté, mi corazón te siente ausente, no lo quiero entender, te lo juro, ella no. Que ya no puedo más. Se te acabó el amor. Puedo verlo en tu mirada. Hace tiempo que lo sé. Ya no quieres ni querer. Que tú ya no sientes nada. Por decir adiós. Querirnos con palabras. Hace daño al corazón. Siento mucho dolor con tantas puñaladas.
Wow, okay, so es mejor decir adiós. Y esta canción is your number one song on Apple Music. A ver, platícanos un poco de esa canción y te escuchas muy bien. You know, I like it.
Thank you. Esa fue mi primer canción. Esa fue como quien dice, el hit de Liz García, es con la primera canción, la canción que salgo, la primera canción que escribí. Ese era el plan y ya me iba.
That was so, your first.
¿Mandé?
That was your first song. This is esa era tu primera canción que escribiste y you actually got it produced and so forth.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. So that was 5 years ago. Ese era 5 años.
Ese salió, yo empecé con todo esto en el 16 con el Tejano Idol y el 2017, en October 6, 2016 es cuando empieza todo y lo hago official ese día porque es cuando me atreví a entrar a ese concurso other than Facebook Live y luego de ahí saco la canción en January 2017. So,
ver, Tejano Idol, I've never heard of Tejano Idol. Platícame un poco de eso. It sounds like it was a competition.
Yes, and I don't like competitions, pero del karaoke me voy como a Facebook Live, y luego en Facebook Live me manda una amiga mía, Janie Buenrostro, saludos hasta California. Ella me dice, Liz, I think you can do this. Me manda el link de Tejano Idol. Lo que eso es como, como American Idol, pero en Tejano, en Austin, Texas. Y le digo yo, no, yo nunca he hecho concursos. Yo todavía estoy con la pantalla del karaoke. No, I don't think I can do this. We know you can do it. We know you can do it. You should go. So pasa esto del Tejano Idol. Me inscribo un día antes de que se acaban las audiciones aquí en San Antonio. Y pues al momento que me voy a la audición, haz de cuenta que es mañana. Hoy me decido a las 2 de la mañana que voy a hacerlo. Y me voy el siguiente día a hacer la audición. Y pues para mi sorpresa les gusta y me empiezan a invitar a unos eventos. Digo yo, yo nunca he cantado anywhere else but shower and karaoke. Y me dicen, ¿llevas mucho cantando? No, you know, I just came to try this. So, de ahí, you know, pasa eso del Tejano Idol. Me voy a Austin. En Austin soy una de las 16 finalistas, one of the 16 finalists that are left to compete. Mind you, I've never been on a stage. All the people there, They have participated before. They have been on the stage. They have done Tejano Idol before, many contests and all that. It was my first time, especially to be in front of industry judges and people from the industry and the audience and real audience. And I was so nervous. The first song, it was okay. The second song, ya la arruiné. So me ganaron los nervios con eso.
Oh, wow.
Pero de ahí es como empieza para mí. Y en ese entonces yo ya estaba escribiendo mi canción porque I still had the goal of the one song, write it, put it in the radio, produce it, sing it, y ya. Pero como quiera me aventé. I will never do a contest again, I can tell you that.
Pues fíjate, so te fue bien porque obviously a lot of people heard what you had, ¿verdad? So, yeah. ¿Ganaste el Tejano Idol
No.
¿Ganaste? ¿Quién ganó?
No, bueno, ahí hubo 5 finalistas. Los que ganaron ahí fue a una muchacha de allá, from the valley. Pero ella ya ha hecho esto muchas veces. So ella fue la que ganó esa vez. Pero cuando tú me preguntaste de cómo, how did I know if I could, that I said, that I'm going to say, I think I can do this, that was the time that I said, I think I can do this. Because being the first time that I was on the stage with in front of people from the industry, judges from the industry that have never heard Liz García, the only thing that they told me to work on was one thing. And I said, I'll take it. I got this. I can work with that. You know, for being no music background, nada. It was one thing, the tuning of my voice. So that was the only thing. I guess I was too, I don't know. No sé si fueron los nervios. I don't know. Pero era lo que I don't know.
Nunca habías tenido clases. You never had classes or vocal training. So to the untrained ear, you sound good, but to the trained ear, you might be sounding a little flat.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, that's perfectly fine. I think we have issues when people say, I'm good. I'm okay. I know it all. I'm sorry, but you know, at that point, you're done. Porque yeah. If you can't take criticism, then you're not going to move forward, ¿verdad?
Yeah. Wow. No, y también hay maneras, no creas, también hay maneras de criticism. A mí me lo estaban aventando, me la dejaban caer como diciéndome, it's constructive criticism. Y hasta el último les dije, ¿saben qué? Agarren su constructive criticism y pónganselo. Porque no, una gente sí se estaba pasando conmigo, agarrándose de ahí de excusa. Dije, no, es que hay maneras de hacer constructive criticism y otras maneras de nomás atacar a la gente. Eso, hasta que ya me tuve que defender, porque sí, desde ahí se estaban agarrando. Y dije, no, ya se me están bañando.
No, and you know what? And I agree that there's ways of delivering the message and communicating the message. But in a cutthroat industry such as music, you know very well, you either have it or you don't. And if you and if you do have it, you know, then you need to understand that sabes que at any given time it can be over. You know, mm-hmm. See that with artists all the time. Yeah. So I think you did the right thing in saying that, you know what, I don't care what you say, I'm going to go ahead and fix it, and I'm going to take it to, but I'm not going to take it to heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
¿Y luego qué pasó? So ganó, tú ganaste el camino para la calle, pero seguiste.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, to me, awards and competitions do not dictate my destiny and whatever I'm supposed to be doing. So to me, that was just a stepping stone. That was a platform that I needed, a door that I needed to go through in order for me to keep going through to wherever I wanted to go to, wherever I needed to be at. So that doesn't determine, even when I'm nominated now and I don't win, you know, it doesn't determine who I am or what I do. The most important thing for me is what people, my fan base, those are the ones that really matter to me. The people that are buying my music, the people that are supporting everything that I do, that's really what matters to me. You know, yes, I do listen to some of the constructive criticism, the nice one, not all of it, but the most important thing for me is the people that are attending to go see me perform. You know, they're the people buying the tickets, the people, everybody, the general public. That's really what really matters to me. No, it's my main focus.
And that's the most human thing that we can do. You know, when we're making connections and we're making relationships with our fan base or with our individuals that are, you know, that's a human thing to do. Let's please each other. Let's go ahead and make sure that I'm here for you as much as you guys are here for me, and we can move forward, ¿verdad? Pero ya, you know, hay gente que that's all they're going to be doing is que van a estar criticando. La crítica siempre va a existir. That's 100% sure. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hombre. Oye, so ¿qué parte de México eres?
De Nuevo Laredo. Soy mexicana, 100%, pero soy criada en los dos, Estados Unidos y México. So yo soy la huerquilla que llevaban kinder, empecé aquí, half a semester kinder, half a semester in México, first and second grade in México, started third grade here. I was held back 2 years in school because of that bouncing around. So I did third grade 2 years, puros half semesters in Laredo, aquí en México. Fourth and fifth in Mexico, ya de fifth para acá hasta college aquí. So yeah, it's been crazy.
No, y te ríes con una gracia que dices, I mean, like that's my life. Pero man, we're seeing it day in and day out where there's kids coming in, you know, undocumented, documented, whatever the case might be. We're seeing it right now. I mean, for those of those that live on the frontera, you know, we when I'm talking about the frontera, we're talking about every city that is catty cornered to a Mexican city on the border, right? So from Brownsville all the way to El Paso, you have El Paso, you have Laredo, you have McAllen, you have Brownsville. All of these are border cities. And, you know, the big item that was on the agenda last time during the election was immigration. But what I was getting at is that it sounds like it made you rich culturally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that a fact or is that not a fact?
It is, you know, because, I don't know if I can say that. Es que ya como dicen, no soy ni de aquí ni de allá, soy del medio.
We have Spanglish. Tenemos lo que se le llama este... Spanish, not the correct Spanish, but the correct English.
No, lo que es en mero medio. No, yeah. And let me just put it this way. My husband is from here. Yo soy mexicana, claro, I'm legal. I've always been. Pero lo que es para mí, yo es más mexicano el que vive aquí, que nació aquí, que yo que nací allá. So, like, como me dice... ¿qué se celebra? I don't know. I don't care. I'm all about music right now. I'm so bad. ¿Y qué se celebra aquí en Estados Unidos? I don't know. I don't care. Estoy en mero medio. I don't know. It's I don't know. My main focus siempre ha sido my own little bubble, being with the music, what I do. En serio que no soy que digas la persona que se viste de que con los vestidos, que para celebrar algo mexicano o no. Soy bien. I don't know. I didn't know how to call me.
What I'm getting at, what I'm understanding is that you're not a traditional.
Exactly.
No te vas a vestir con el folclórico dress and you're not
going to. Never.
You know, you're not going to play any of that. You're going to play Liz García, la cantante music, and that's what you're focused on, right?
Yeah.
No, pero, you know, what I was getting at is that we're culturally rich. You know, I personally, I'm on the opinion that an individual is rich if they understand cultures and their surroundings, because you start understanding that there's more to life than just our bubble. There's a lot of a slew of people that are here in this world. And if we can understand them a little bit more, we're able to understand life a little bit more and be able to coexist a little bit better. So that's the purpose of all of that. So when you're talking about, I'm not from here, but I'm not from there, but you know what? You have music, and music is universal.
Yes. So definitely.
I mean, it's going to take you so many different places. Tell us about some of the places that this music career has already taken you.
Well, personally, I'm starting to travel now, but different towns around here. And pero my music is everywhere. In my fan page, es como me doy cuenta, you know, my music is in Colombia, Ecuador, even Japan, Spain, Argentina, you know, it's everywhere. Mexico. You know, my music, it's taking my name everywhere. Aunque todavía no llegue yo, pero my music is already taking me there. And people are knowing where Julis García is. Aquí, pues, yo estoy haciendo el propósito de continuar y a ver hasta dónde llegamos con todo eso. A mí me encanta viajar. So, ahorita ya empiezo. Claro, you know, aquí, the surrounding cities, I haven't been to Houston yet to perform. I haven't been to Dallas to perform, but I've been to Weslaco. I've been once when I first started. This is going to be my first time in McAllen this coming July 4th. You know, it's taking me. It's literally taking, it's trying, my music is trying to take my body with it because the music is already there.
Yeah.
I need you guys to make sure it happens.
No, so platícame un poco. Dices que July 4th vas a estar en McAllen, mm-hmm. Texas. You're going to be there performing. Who are you going to be performing with, and what's that event going to be at? Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, I'm so stoked about all this because, you know, the way everything is in my career, the way I've done everything is completely different from the traditional artist that has the band, that has the heavy promotion behind them and all that. So being independent myself. Margo Spino, she's my booking agent promoter. She does a lot for Liz García Music. She's my only employee. It's a team of two. So shout out to her. So she was already working with I Love Freestyle Music Tour. So her boss and that, because she does work for Liz García and she does work for them, has been keeping an eye on Liz García and everything that I'm doing. So finally, he decides to add me. And to me, I'm like, I'm still on cloud nine with this because I can't believe it. Liz García, with my own set and with my own music, I'm going to be opening for the MB Writers in McAllen, Texas, with the I Love Freestyle Music Tour Texas. So I'm very excited. You know, to me, I grew up listening también to freestyle because I listen to all kinds of music. And now to get to open to this genre, completely different genre from mine, que estoy hablando a un artista que canta en inglés, tu amiga aquí canta en español con mis cumbias, mis canciones, abriéndole a una música con la que yo crecí. Todavía no me puedo bajar de la nube, ando por ahí arriba, así no me caigo. Pero it's like, it's so weird, like the way things are happening. You know, I'm already added to another date with the same tour in September in Port Aransas. So yeah, and there's other dates that are coming. So hopefully, you know, that it does, they really like what I do and I continue being on there. So I'm very, very excited to actually go to McAllen for the first time to perform out there. And then not only that, being able to perform and open for this artist from the freestyle genre.
So, you know, you're taking me way back. And NB Riders, man. Like, wow. So you're going to be open up for NB Riders. And yes. So much, because literally, like, the one song that I have in my mind from NB Riders is a freestyle song. And it's this one right here.
Yep.
I must have been a freshman in high school when I heard this.
And I'm not gonna say.
How you doing, sweethearts? Hey, you know these last
few.
It's so right, and I'm just like, what we share. I've been wondering, how do you feel?
I wanna get lost in love with you.
Oh yeah.
And do all the things you want me.
Freestyle was really big in San Antonio. Huge on over there by
and I love you too.
They would always go Sunday Drive by where would they go cruise?
Well, I never went because I was a school girl. I was a good girl and I was always working. So I didn't know that. I would only go to those summer jams that they used to have.
Yeah. No, they used to talk so much about like the freestyles, and they used to talk about like going cruising by military.
Yeah. I would always hear about that, but no, that's not my thing.
Yeah, you know, I was a kid. I mean, I wasn't driving at that point in time, but I would hear too, you know, and I would listen to like La Onda in San Antonio. And man, you took me way back. Oh my God. Like I'm thinking of the stuff that I would do around that time. And we're talking about like, you know, listening to what we used to call Midnight Magic. Listening to freestyle, dedicating songs to the individual girl you had your thoughts on, and so forth. Wow! So you're going to be opening up for NB Riders. So that was early NB Riders, right there. That was Nasty Boy Click, right?
Yeah. So I don't, like I said, once I started doing my music and focusing on what I'm doing, you know, I kind of stayed away from it because I was a concert person before. I was always going to go see Signal, Solido. I was always wanting to go see them. And then of course, Musica Pop Internacional, that's where my heart is with that music. And so once I start doing my thing with music, it's like, I'm just focusing on me. And then when they tell me that, oh, you're gonna be opening for this, I'm like, what? Really, me, Les Garcia, opening for them? Wow. So I'm still really stoked about it. I still can't process.
All right, so where's it going to be at? It's going to be in McAllen. What's the location? What's the venue?
Llevería Cultura.
Okay. That's going to be on 17th Street, Llevería Cultura. And this is July the 4th.
July the 4th, yes.
Okay. What time?
Margo is on the feed. I'll ask Margo if she can put that on here. Yeah, I'm still getting all that information myself. I just know I'm going to be in McAllen.
Got it. Well, you know, and this is an perfect opportunity to let everybody know on our Facebook Live and our YouTube Live that
Margo, can you post it on there, please? I know she's on there. She's posted.
Liz Garcia will be in McAllen on July the 4th, opening up for NB Riders, formerly known as Nasty Boy Click.
Yeah. And I know there might be other artists, so we're still waiting to see who else will be added to that.
So, but I know. But I was telling my buddy, so I was listening to your new album. You have a brand new album, Una Estrella. And that album has a couple of songs that are starred. Peligro de Extinción, Si Tus Ojos, and Bombón Asesino. I listened to Bombón Asesino, and I'm a fan of that song. It's one of those songs where it's a very catchy beat. I want to play that song, but I also want you to tell us a little bit about the process, because this is a more recent album, and I want to hear like what was the process in creating these types of songs and so forth. All right, so here we go.
Parece que a todos agita, si me pongo una falda cortita, el meneo me la sube todita. Y tan bonita, cuando bailo uno que otro. otros excitan. Si supieran que yo estoy tan solita y les bailo porque soy dinamita.
Estoy en el bombón asesino, se sabe un bombón bien latino.
Me dice bombón suculento, que por mi bombón casamiento.
It sounds great. It's got that little cumbia beat, and I'm telling you, like, wow, yeah, it's I like it. It makes me want to dance again. I haven't danced in a long time.
Thank you.
All right. So the process in creating an album like this song.
Well, you know, when I talked to my producer is Roberto Arista Briones in Mexico, my studio here, Terra Productions in San Antonio. And I always tell him, like, there's no pressure, but, you know, the next album has to be better than that one. So, and también, I guess I've learned to play with my voice a little bit more. And I love to, like I said, well, I love to try new songs on my own. And once I try it, sometimes I can't even wait to practice it a couple of times before I post it on Facebook. And people are like, I want to know what they think right off, you know. Of course, something's going to sound good if you keep practicing and practicing. Pero yo soy bien desesperada que me la aviento dos o tres veces aquí en la casa. And I, okay, sounds okay. Put it on Facebook. Y la pongo. Y pues para mí, to my surprise, people like it. Pero that's just who I am. I just want to know. I'm eager to know what people think. Especially my fan base. Pero esa canción, El Bombón, this is how the bombón starts. A couple of years back, I want to say maybe 2 years into the music, a mí me gusta la canción de bombón de Ninel Conde. That's her song.
Right.
Yo no me decía yo, I'm just going to try it. Nada que ver con El Bombón Asesino de Ninel Conde, Liz García, nada que ver. So I try it on Facebook. I sing a little bit and I post a video. Yo aquí enfrente de la computadora cantándola, así como tipo karaoke sentada. Pues en una hora esa canción agarra 2,000 hits. And I'm like, what? You liked it? Pero así la dejé. Dije yo, I'm not going to pursue that song porque I'm a little reserved. I am. I don't know if you guys already know that, if you haven't caught it already. Soy un poquito reservada cuando, I mean, you guys can tell on how I dress and how I act and all of that. So para mí el bombón asesino, I mean, it's talking about your booty. And, you know, coming from Ninel Conde that has a booty compared to Liz García singing, and I'm like, I don't think I want to do this. So, así queda. Estoy buscando, y de repente, like, time passes by, and then I'm looking for options. I talk to my producer to how I can get my set ready for a show and all that. And then I said, I'm going to try Bombón Asesino myself, but I don't know if I want to try it, you know, because... I don't know. I don't, no tengo bombón, no tengo cinturita. Like, what the heck? So right. Dije yo, okay, I'm just gonna practice, I'm gonna try it. So, to my surprise, I try it one time in public, porque nunca la había cantado. Everybody gets up to dance. And I'm like, okay. Y la escuchan, la ponen en Facebook y la escuchan. DJs, la escuchan. We want that song. I don't have that song. I just do it in my set. And that's the first time I do it. Well, we want it. Y así se fue. Y así se fue. Me la pedían y me la pedían. So I started singing a little bit more. Y cada que la cantaba, la gente le gustaba. Y yo, entonces le digo a mi producer, le digo, oye, pues a toda la gente le gusta esta canción. Pero, ay, I don't know if I want to do it. I don't, nada que ver con Ninel. Me agüito. Y le dice, why not? Just try it. I'm like, oh, okay. So ya la grabamos y... was, to my surprise, is a hit. Al estilo de Liz García.
but again, you have to give the people what they want, 100% yeah. In that music industry. I mean, and if the people are asking for a cumbia, you give them a cumbia.
Yeah. No, y créeme, ya ahorita ya I'm kind of getting over it. I'm like, it's all good.
Because, you know, as time passes along, you know, and you start enjoying yourself, you know, these people ya están un poco entraditos in, they're like, hijo, so I want another song like that one.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, es lo que es. You know, por eso yo también estaba como, I don't know, you know, what if people don't like it? Or, I don't know, it was just out of my comfort zone, I guess you can say that.
Right.
Pero, I mean, it worked out. You know, the songs that I think that are not going to be it, you know, they end up being it. And I'm like, oh, okay. I guess,
Liz,
we can do it.
Liz, I'm going to give you a secret right now. You want the secret on how to understand if the song is a hit?
Huh.
I don't know if you know this already. How old are your kids?
No. They're not my kids.
They're not your kids?
No ages, please.
Got it. But if you can get a group of 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and you play the song, they're going to give you the most immediate feedback. They're going to tell you if it's a hit or not. Let's be very honest here. These are the kids that are on the YouTube. These are the kids that are on the devices. They're listening to all of this stuff. And somebody once told me like this, if you can keep it simple, you'll do fine. In other words, if a 5-year-old can repeat your song, if a 5-year-old can jam to your song, you might have a hit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. Tell me if I'm lying.
No, it's true. It's very true. And you know, and I noticed that everywhere I perform and there's kids around, they do. They're little magnets for my music. And I noticed that they're singing and they're dancing. So, yeah, definitely. It's the best opinion that one can take to heart, because that's exactly who's going to be listening to your music later down the line.
It's the most innocent.
Yes.
The most innocent and probably the most honest, honestly. I always, me personally, every time I need to test something, I'll ask my children. And, you know, because they won't hold anything back.
They
have no agenda.
No filter either.
Yeah, no filter either, man. They're amazing. Kids are amazing. I always tell kids, man, if we're not listening to kids, what are we doing in life?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Especially in the music. Like I said, they're our future. So, right now, you know, that's why you don't, like in my case, I don't close myself to just opinions from the adults, because right now they're the ones that are going to be, making me or not making me, but you know, the future is all those kids that are paying attention. Those are the ones that are coming later. I mean, cause you know, there's songs. It's like, this is a perfect example. There's an artist that I just found out that existed, and he's been doing this for 20 years. And I'm like, I really like one of his songs, and I never knew who it was. And I just recently found out, and I was like, it dawned on me. I'm like, wow, it could take people 20 years to find out who I am. What if I'm not here anymore? You know, that's exactly who people tend to forget about the younger generation, and when they should really be our focus.
Yeah. It just depends. But yeah, I mean, I really tend to think, that's my personal opinion, like if you don't listen to kids, then what are you doing? They are the most important voice that we should be listening to in this world, because it helps us. It helps guide us on the way we're going to treat each other. You know, like my daughter once told me, she was like, Dad, it's because adults act that way. And we were talking about another topic, right? But that made me stop myself in my tracks and be like, you know what? Kids are always watching. Kids are always listening. You know, my biggest fan is my daughter. She's like, Dad, you're going to do another podcast? I hadn't done a podcast in a couple of months, you know, but it's always good to be in the groove and just let them know that, you know what? It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. So I got to ask you this question, because we already talked about NB Writers being a little bit of an influence to you. But in the Tejano scene, who was an influence to you?
You know, to me, it's, honestly, everyone, because, I mean, I don't have a specific, I mean, everybody says Selena. Of course, Selena is every little girl's idol, you know. But to me, I think everybody brought something to my table as far as the way everything was done, because I mean, like I said, I've been doing this differently from everyone, and I kind of took it my own way, but I think I took from everyone, you know, so I don't want to specify to just one person, because I think everybody played a role in how I do things, you know, some things not to do and some things to take for my own and some things tweak for myself. So I want to say the industry in general, you know, I've seen so much that that has been good, so much that has been bad, and I think we're at the point where I'm at now. I'm focused on making my road, try to make my road and my journey the best that I can, and keep it in a positive positive way. So, I mean, I don't want to tell you, oh, this person inspired me, this other person inspired me. I don't want to just give it credit to one person. I think it's a whole in general.
No, plus, I mean, it's just a conversation. It's just a friendly question because, again, I can tell you, like, growing up, I mean, Bronco for sure was huge in my playlist. You know, when you talk about Bronco, you're talking about El Gigante de America. You're talking about these individuals were huge. They had hit after hit. Con Zapatos de Tacón, you know, they had La Maestra de la Escuela. They had Polichoche and all those. And, I mean, for some odd reason, these are the concerts I would go to as a kid. But, I mean, I have a huge dynamic, you know, like you. You have a huge variety of music from Chico Che back in the day. To Magic Pio Treviño, you have Sereno, you have La Movida, Mas, who can forget about Mas, you know, the Bad Boys of Mas, La Mafia. There's just so many, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think I agree with you that there's an influence, especially living in the border. I think we have many different spices that we can definitely mix in. Get a salsa out of that, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. And to me, you know, I still kind of because I was so focused in the pop internacional, Tejano, pop internacional. My thing is Laura Pausini. I love that woman's voice. It's okay. Like just oh my God, I want to meet her one day. So that's my goal. Other than everybody else, but I want to meet Laura Pausini. You know, it's. To me, it was the Tejano music didn't really come in. Of course, other than La Mafia, Tony Guerrero, La Sombra, you know, the ones that would hit in Mexico when I was growing up, pero que casi no se escuchaban. When I started the Tejano is when I literally stay here in the sixth grade. Me traen para acá y me dicen, okay, ya te vas a quedar aquí, ya nos vamos a mover. Yeah, right. Pero dije yo, okay. So now what am I going to do? Lo que a mí me preocupaba no era perder amigos, no era perder lo que tenía en México, no era nada. Lo que a mí me preocupaba es perder mi música, mis estaciones de radio. Dice, ahora ¿quién voy a escuchar aquí? I don't know what music, what are the stations y todo. Y mi mamá was like, vale más que no estén escuchando, she's probably in the chat, vale más que no estén escuchando booty music ni nada de eso, que el push it y que todo eso. And I was like, because my cousins would listen to that music and she saw how they dance and she's like, I don't want my girls to be doing that.
She was bilingual.
No, mi mamá es puro español.
Y escuchaba Salt and Pepper y push it.
No, a mis primas que lo hacían y cómo bailaban y todo. Yo no quiero que se van a andar haciendo eso. So yo estaba con, pues a mí no me gusta esa música. Yo buscaba mi norteño, mi pop internacional aquí en San Antonio y pues no lo encontraba, pues que me encuentro con un Tejano station. At sixth grade, y es cuando yo empiezo a escuchar más el Tejano. So que digas que yo me la sé de todas lo que es Tejano, no les voy a echar mentiras porque no lo sé todo. Right. Yo solamente lo que yo empiezo a escuchar de cuando estoy en el sixth grade para acá, para adelante, empiezo a escuchar. Claro que I didn't keep it at that because once I found my other music stations, of course, I kept it again with the dial, the turning the dial, todo eso. Right. Pero that's when I really start getting into Tejano when I'm in sixth grade. And that's when I start listening more of La Sombra, more of La Mafia, more of, ¿cómo se llama este muchacho? He sings, he has this
La Charanga.
Show, Café something, ay, ¿cómo se llaman? The Charanga King, all that, you know, all of those artists. Y es como yo me empiezo a dar cuenta más de la música de Tejano, que hay mucho más que nomás lo que tocaban en México, que era selected. So, pero es cuando yo empiezo con esto de lo Tejano, o sea, ya no que digas que me la sé. Oye, que tú me dices algo y ya pensé.
¿Tú te clasificas Tejano o te clasificas regional?
Yo estoy entre, mira, yo me considero norteño Tejano, ¿por qué? Porque no quiero dejar ni uno ni el otro.
Ok.
Y te digo, por ahí, para mí entra por ahí la banda, lo regional, lo grupero, mi pop internacional que no lo dejo. O sea, todavía yo tengo metas que a lo mejor me oyen y estoy loca, pero soy independiente y digo, ¿por qué no? Si puedo, lo voy a hacer. Yo no tengo una disquera, no estoy firmada con nadie. Las reglas las pongo yo y yo pienso quebrar reglas que nadie ha quebrado todavía y ahí vamos.
So, o sea, ahorita you control your own destiny, es lo que estás diciendo.
Uh-huh.
your own destiny. You're not signed. But what if somebody was to come up and say, you know what, Liz Garcia, we are very interested and we want to sign you. I mean,
you know, I've had those opportunities, and y mucha gente me ha dicho que soy tonta por haberlas dejado ir. I've had actually 3 labels come up to me and say that they want to sign me. Pero, you know, I've always been business mind oriented, you know, about businesswoman. Yo sé que para que algo funcione, tienes que tener a solid foundation. To me, my solid foundation is my fan base. Cuando estas gente me vinieron y me contactaron y me dicen, we want to sign you. Y luego después digo, okay, hold on. I'm going to get in a contract. La gente no me conoce. They don't even know who I am. And my contract is going to flop within 6 months. ¿A quién le voy a vender? Y no me dicen, tienes que vender tantos discos para este tiempo. Y da, da, da. ¿A quién le voy a vender? La gente todavía no sabe quién soy. I need so much promotion. I need so many fans. No, I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to burn my bridge with you guys. I'd rather say no now than something gone wrong. You know, oh, we can't work with her. No, thank you. I'd rather have something solid. I'm still building. I'm still building my foundation. And what I call foundation is my fan base. I want the people that are going to always follow what I do, always share what I do, always buy what I do, go to my events and all of that. So I'm still working on that. I'm still working on building. So that's the reason why I haven't yet signed with anyone because of the fear.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is your house is still being built and it's not on the market yet. And you're one of those that you say, you know what, I need to make sure that every single part of this house is to the expectation of my expectation, so that when I sell it, it's gonna be worth quite a bit. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, you don't want to put out your house because it's not even todavía le faltan unas ventanas quebradas, ¿verdad? But that's the way I'm perceiving it. And tell me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the way.
It's true. You know, I want to be, I mean, this is something, it's a given in life. One is never going to be 100% ready for anything.
Yeah.
But I want to at least be confident that I have at least 50% of the foundation built before I actually jump into something. No quiero for something to just, for me to jump into something, lo de repente ando aquí, lo nomás me dejan caer. So I don't want that.
I really admire the fact that you're hustling, that you are ambitious, that you are self-motivated and you're driven. And I really think as we continue to build on that and build on your team, it's just me speaking out loud, good things will continue to happen for you and your family and for your fan base, because they want a little bit of Liz Garcia. They want to be able to say that, sabes que this girl's got something. Es mejor decir adiós. En peligro de extinción. No te olvidaré si tus ojos. These are songs that are on the top. I mean, you're already streaming. He says, tengo que vender discos. No, you don't got to vender discos anymore. You got to stream. You got to get downloads and plays, right?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I had another musician ask me, why do you still do CDs? Nobody does CDs. What the heck? I'm like, you know what? I cater to all my fans. I have a fan base that does not get into digital platforms. They don't know how to use them. There are people that actually would like to hold an actual CD in their hands, so that's why I do CDs. I don't go crazy doing a crazy inventory either, pero I do invest in that. So I do have hard copies of both albums, which I have here with me, Había Una Vez and Una Estrella. So I do have, other than my music being on all the digital platforms, I do invite everybody to stream music, because every time you stream, you help an artist. And I always tell them, let the commercials play when you're actually streaming, because those are what helps us eat also. So it's both, you know, not only the streaming. I know streaming is now 100%, almost 100% part of what it's going on with music now, but there is still that percentage of people that people are forgetting about. And those are the people that do not stream and do not want to get updated on as far as music platforms. And that's who I'm catering to as well by having these.
When you come to McAllen, I'm going to want one of those autographed. Let me know the price and I'll get you, I'll support an artist. I'm always about supporting artists and
up and
as well. So yeah, man, Liz Garcia, man, I appreciate you coming out to the Joseph Bot podcast. It's been a wonderful time speaking to you, getting to know you, a little bit about you, your come up and everything. What song do you want to lead us out with?
Well, you know what? I want you guys. I like all my songs. What can I say, guys? Pero Ay Javier is my original song that I'm going to be doing a music video here on the 23rd. We're going to start filming. It's supposed to be more of a comical thing because I only have one music video right now to Es Mejor Decir Adios. You guys can go check it out. Liz Garcia, La Cantante Music on YouTube. And it's an original song. This one coming up, this is based on a true story. My cousin passed away a long time ago, but this is a nice memory that we have. When I used to live in Mexico, he would always hang around with us. And then people would come over, and he didn't want people to come over. So as soon as people in Mexico, típico, llega la gente, pon agua para el café, o vete a unas sodas, and the adults start chatting, y luego se tardan y se tardan, los huerquillos están amargados que ya quieren que se vayan, right? So my cousin was one of those, like, I don't want them here. Like, this is our house, but I don't want them here. And he would tell my mom, hey, can I help you sweep? And my mom, no, not right now. No, I'll help you sweep. No, it's okay, we have people over. Yo barro, que no, y todos, ay, Javier, y ay, Javier. So he would sweep the people's feet. And because of that, people in Mexico, I don't know if everybody knows that, but there's a saying in Mexico that if people sweep your feet, you don't get married. So people knew that, and he knew that. So he used that. La gente pues se ofendía, like, ay, me estaba riendo los pies, ya no me voy a casar. And then they'll get offended, and they'll eventually get up and leave. So that's the story behind this song. So I just kind of, I was writing and that came to mind, and I told my producer, no se te hace que está muy cursi esta canción, let me see, so se la mando, he said, no, actually, it's a pretty good song, I'm like, are you sure, do you think people are gonna like it, I don't know about this song, pues sí, yeah, I'm glad that people like it, and it's a little different. Ay, Javier.
¿Qué canción te refieres? Ay, Javier.
Ajá.
Wow, no, mira, y sabes que, you mentioned something about this. I had never heard about that sweeping thing. Yeah. Ever.
It's a thing in Mexico.
It's also a thing in Africa. That's where I heard. Yeah, recently I was having this conversation where an individual was getting married and they got the broom or whatever, and they started sweeping with the feet. And the reason you said is because that person will never get married. Is that what you said or something like that?
Yeah.
So it was a very similar story. Apparently it happened in Africa as well. So it's not, and again, learning different cultures helps us understand that, you know what, we're almost all the same.
Yeah, definitely. It's just different how we do things sometimes.
Pues aquí está Javier, ay Javier, en paz descanse. Hey, thank you for sharing that story.
Primito que es muy acomedido y que le gusta ayudar en el quehacer y tiene la maña de siempre barrer los pies. Llega la visita a mi casa a comer, luego empieza a barrer. Tengo un primito que es muy acomedido y que le gusta ayudar en el quehacer. Tiene la maña de siempre barrer los pies. Llega la visita a mi casa a comer. Luego empieza a barrer. Ay, Javier, no les barras los pies.
Thank you everybody for joining us.
En el pueblo dicen que se quedan sin casar. Ay, Javier, no les barras los pies. Eso no les puede pasar.
Hi, Javier. Thank you once again for joining us in Joseph Bot Podcast. We'll see you on episode 20. Liz Garcia, thank you. Have a great day, everybody. God bless y'all.
Muchas gracias. Adios.